Support for this podcast comes from Smartwater. Want to get a little more from every sip? Smartwater Alkaline doesn't just taste crisp and pure. It's loaded with everything you need to perform at your best, whether you're running marathons or boardroom meetings. Elevate how you hydrate and pick up a Smartwater Alkaline today. To learn more, visit drinksmartwater.com.
Good morning and welcome back to the SB Nation NFL Show. I'm RG Ochoa and it is Monday, January 11th, 2021. Let's kick off your day with the biggest stories from around the NFL. Now, first things first, the Super Wild Card Weekend is officially in the books. There are six games behind us and only six games between now and Super Bowl 55 in Tampa Bay. Now, speaking of Tampa Bay, the Buccaneers, one of the six teams that did indeed get the dub this past weekend. And as a result of all the games played in the new playoff format with only the top seed in each conference getting the bye, we now know who the final eight teams left standing are in the NFL this season. This Saturday, we will get to see the Los Angeles Rams visit the Green Bay Packers. After that, the Baltimore Ravens visiting the Buffalo Bills. That's the game I'm excited for most personally. On Sunday, the Cleveland Browns, who shocked the world on Sunday night, will visit the reigning Super Bowl champion Kansas City Chiefs. Meanwhile, the aforementioned Buccaneers will visit the New Orleans Saints to cap off the divisional round weekend. Make sure you check out Monday Football Monday later on today, right here on the SB Nation NFL Show, where you can hear myself, Pete Sweeney, and Michael Kist as we break down all of the action from the Wild Card Weekend. We have a lot to discuss, a lot of punts, a lot of calls, a lot of decisions, and a whole lot of fun. But here we are talking about the latest news. And speaking of the weekend, on Sunday morning, it was reported by ESPN that the NFL scouting combine is officially questionable for 2021. Obviously, the entire world is still navigating life amid COVID-19, and the pandemic has made having the combine more difficult than, you know, obviously, it would seem. The NFL has reportedly, according to ESPN, considered having it in a reduced fashion, but delaying it is proving difficult. In case you were unaware, the NCAA tournament, which was the first sporting event to see an impact from COVID-19 in 2020, March Madness is apparently happening entirely, basically, in Indianapolis. It is a city that ergonomically can kind of structure a lot of things and a lot of games, and so all of that is going to be going on from mid-March to early April. And as a result, the NFL can't exactly delay the scouting combine, so it's unknown whether they're going to have it in a socially distanced sort of situation. This is an event where there is a lot of networking that happens throughout the NFL, and so that obviously will prove to be difficult. There are obviously regional combines and pro days, but again, according to ESPN, the combine is questionable for this year. Speaking of the worldwide leader, ESPN also reported that Houston Texans quarterback Deshaun Watson, who you likely saw in the news last week, has gone from a 2 out of 10 on the anger scale with his team to a 10 out of 10. It was reported last week that Deshaun Watson might consider asking the Texans for a trade. The Texans would never trade a star talent, right? That's right. Anyway, Deshaun Watson is reportedly upset about the team's insensitivity to social justice, which includes the hiring process. The Houston Texans currently do not have a head coach. They're interviewing several people, but they did not interview Kansas City Chiefs offensive coordinator Eric Bieniemy. Of the teams with vacant head coaching positions, they are the only team who did not even request to interview him, which certainly is a red flag. The Houston Texans have filled their general manager role. As you know, they hire Nick Caserio, somebody who they've been linked to for a long time. Now, Adam Schefter reported that the Texans, they had a search firm for this whole process, Korn Ferry's who they hired, and had the Texans follow the recommendation of the search firm that they paid hundreds of thousands of dollars for, they would have hired Pittsburgh Steelers Vice President of Football and Business Administration Omar Khan to be their next general manager. Now, apparently this search firm indicated that the second choice would be ESPN's Lewis Riddick, who we've heard on Monday Night Football all season long. These were the final two choices per Adam Schefter, according to the Korn Ferry search firm that the Texans hired and again paid money to find, but Houston Texans owner Cal McNair pivoted at the last second and hired Nick Caserio. Now, ESPN's Chris Mortensen added that Deshaun Watson's extension, which he signed last year, does include a no-trade clause, as you've likely heard before. However, according to more informed speculation, is that he would consider a trade to the Miami Dolphins, where Tua Tagovailoa and additional compensation could theoretically be sent back to the Houston Texans. Remember that the Miami Dolphins have the third overall pick in the 2021 NFL draft, which technically belonged to the Houston Texans before they traded it to the Miami Dolphins in order to acquire Laremy Tunsil 2 years ago, ironically, in an effort to protect Deshaun Watson. That is the latest news in the world of the NFL as it stands today on Monday, January 11th, but it is a never-ending proposition, so make sure you subscribe right here to the SB Nation NFL Show, available on all major podcast platforms. Leave a rating, write a review, and we will see you later today on Monday Football Monday.
Support for this podcast comes from Smartwater. Want to get a little more from every sip? Smartwater Alkaline doesn't just taste crisp and pure. It's loaded with everything you need to perform at your best, whether you're running marathons or boardroom meetings. Elevate how you hydrate and pick up a Smartwater Alkaline today. To learn more, visit drinksmartwater.com.